Tell me what kind of vegetable is it has a crooked neck at the top? Yellow? The gourd?
Squash?
Yeah, that's squash.
Squash.
S-Q-U-A-S-H.
Do I eat that?
Like what?
Do you like squash?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I tell you, squash requires a bit of seasoning. It doesn't taste too good by itself.
Oh, you mentioned onions. Do you have these small onions with the long stalk to them?
Not too much. The onion, those are leeks, I think, that you're talking about. We don't have too many of them. The onions we have, if you let them mature, they'll have big bulbs on the bottom. Those others don't have big bulbs, I don't think. These onions that we have around here, you can pick them early before those bulbs develop. They're pretty good eating.
Have you ever heard people call those small ones bulb fly onions?
Yes, I have.
One very vegetable you did mention, grows on these plants, get about so high, kind of winds around wooden stakes, big brown red vegetable. Salad or something like that.
Let's see. The vegetable that goes around a steak. Well, of course, any vine, anything that's on a vine will do that. Beans or peas, both, either one will do that. I don't know.
What about tomatoes?
Yeah. Well, let's see. They don't grow around. Tomatoes, you just put those out and they grow, and when they get big enough, you turn around and put a stake underneath them, just put a stick in the ground, kind of support them so that they're going to be flopping all over the ground. Yes.
You have the small variety that's about that big?
I think so. Those are not desirable tomatoes, those small kind. I know they sell them at the farmer's market in Dallas, but the big tomato around here is something, oh gosh, it's a pretty loud. They grow pretty good tomatoes around here.
Have you ever heard any particular name for that small variety?
Tomatoes? I've seen the things.
You ever heard anybody call them Tommy Dome?
Well,
getting back to the farm and all that. You know, when a farmer was going to milk his cows, where was that usually done?
Well, they usually had a stall. They usually had a feed house. Where they keep hulls and brand. Feed the cows, and also keep out of the weather. And you'd have a stall for each cow. And one cow, one stall. You'd have to train them so they go to the right place. You'd give them a shovel full of hose and about maybe half gallon or more, maybe depends on what kind it was. A meal, mix the stuff up, give it to them. And you had those stalls and that, so the cow is supposed to stay out of the weather. But I tell you what, I'd be the nastiest place that I ever saw. I'd rather milk a cow outside the stall than I would inside. If an old cow, you go out there early in the morning and milk. You kick them and wake them up, and they'd get up and they'd be laying and have an old bag then laying on the top.
Yeah,
you'd have to wash them off. milk them. Then there'd be a bunch of flies flying around there, and they'd swat those flies with the tail and hit you in the face.
Did you ever have any experience on farm?
Not too much on farm, but I've been in a small town. I've pretty good at, well, because my daddy always owned 2 or 3 farms. I used to have to go out maybe when they were gonna gather the oats or wheat. They'd shock stuff. They'd put it in shocks. I mean, they'd have a binder would come along and cut stuff. And you'd go pick stuff up, put the bundles together, and shock.